Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illah, Sayyidil Mursaleen. And may Allah raise the rank of the most noble of the messengers, the chief of the prophets, Nabiyyana Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. And may he raise the rank as well of his family and companions, and may he grant them all an abundance of peace. Amma ba'd, as for what follows, then by the grace and blessings of Allah Ta'ala, we have gathered here once again, barakallahu fikum, at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on this eve preceding the ninth day of Dhul Qi'dah in the year 1436. And we've come together to study the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th verses of Surah Al-Hadid from the explanation of the great outstanding scholar of this era, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'ah. May Allah Ta'ala have an abundance of mercy upon him. We begin this evening with the 22nd verse, reading directly from his transcribed and printed tafsir, page number 412. Or if you have our online handout, then it is Al-Halqatul Hadiyatu Ashar, or Ashara, the 11th sitting, which is on page 37, barakallahu fikum, page 37, wherein Allah Ta'ala says in the 22nd verse of Surah Al-Hadid, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. No trial, no musibah, no calamity befalls on earth, nor in your own selves, except that it is in a book. It is, meaning, written in a book before we bring it about, or before we create it. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And verily, that is something upon Allah, very easy. يعني, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen says, يعني جميع المصائب, all of the calamities, التي تصيب الإنسان, that befall a person, في الأرض, upon earth, أو في نفسه, or within his own self, قد كتبت من قبل, that has all been written long ago. والمصيبة في الأرض كالجدب, like the calamity that happens on earth is like a drought, وقلة الأمطار, the, you know, not having any rainfall, وغور المياه, the drying up of the wells or the sources of water, وصعوبة مناليها, and the difficulty in attaining the water. وربما يقال أيضا الفتن والحروب. It can also be said that these masaib, or these trials and calamities, include clashes, fitna, and wars, وغيرها, and other things as well. ولا في أنفسكم, and not as well, not within your own selves, nothing befalls you upon earth, nor within your own selves, I في نفس الإنسان, within the very person of a human being, ذاته من مرضٍ, in his actual presence, meaning that he gets sick, he's afflicted with an illness, أو فقد حبيبٍ, أو فقد حبيبٍ, or that he loses a beloved one, أو فقد مالٍ, or that he loses some wealth, أو نحو ذلك, or some other similar situation. حتى الشوكة يشاكها, even all the way down to the smallest thing, a thorn that harms him or that pricks him. إلا في كتاب. All of these calamities are all in a book. None of them happen except they're in a book. هذا الكتاب, this book, هو اللوح المحفوظ. It is the preserved tablet. كتب الله فيه مقادير كل شيء. Allah Ta'ala has written in it the sizes or the measurements of every single thing, the legislated and destined measures of everything. لما خلق الله سبحانه وتعالى القلم, when Allah the glorified and most high, created the pen. قَالَ لَهُ اكْتُبْ. He said to it, write. قَالَ رَبِّي وَمَاذَا أَكْتُبْ. The pen said, oh my Lord, what shall I write? So the pen said, my Lord, what shall I write? قَالَ اُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Write everything that shall take place until the day of judgment. فَكَتَبَ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And so the pen wrote every single thing that was to happen all the way into the day of judgment. And that hadith was collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami'. And he said about it, it is a hadithun hasanun sahihun gharib. It is an authentic hadith. Naam, the Shaykh goes on to say, Subhanallah, ma a'azamu hadha al-lawh. Ma a'azamu hadha al-lawh. How great this lawh is, this tablet. Alladhi yas'u kulla shay'in ila yawm al-qiyamah. That which includes, encompasses every knowledge of everything, or writing of everything, until the day of judgment. وَلَكِنْ لَيْسَ هَذَا بِغَرِيبٍ عَلَىٰ قُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ. However, this is not something strange as it relates to the all-encompassing capability of Allah, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the mighty and majestic. لِأَنَّ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. Because the affair of Allah is when he wants something, يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He says simply, be, and it is, and it exists. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ يَتَعَجَّبُ مِنْ قَبَلُ. And people used to be shocked about this. About this, the Shaykh is referring to every single thing being written in one place. Every single thing about every happening, minor and major, insignificant even. Everything that has happened and will happen all the way to the day of judgment, with every place on earth, and every person, and every animal, and every movement of everything. Everything written in one place. Put yourself in the time of the past where we didn't have these discs, or these storage devices, or these tiny micro SD cards, and all of these things, where you can store massive amounts of information on tiny little cards. Right? Go back in the past where they wouldn't have imagined how this would be possible. To have such massive amounts of information stored in one place. Right? It's easier for us to say that this is acceptable and that this is something believable. Because why? We see in our life, we see libraries of information on one small little, you know, disc, or one small little card, memory card. Yeah? One chip even, one tiny little chip the size of the end of a finger, or even smaller. Carrying massive amounts of information. So what about Allah al-Mahfuz, as our Shaykh says here? He says, وَلَكِنْ لَا يَسْتَبْعِدْ أَنْ يُكْتَبَ فِي هَذَا اللَّوْحِ مَقَادِيرَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The people of the past would be shocked, but they wouldn't think of it, because of their iman, they wouldn't think of it as being far off that everything would be written in those places. They wouldn't disbelieve it or reject it. They would be astonished by it, but they wouldn't be taken aback by it to the point where they couldn't accept it, right? فَقَدْ ظَهَرَ الْآنْ مِنْ صُنْعِ الْآدَمِي. In these times, from the production of the human beings, from the, you know, from their sciences, قِطْعَةٌ صَغِيرَةٌ يُسَجَّلُ فِيهَا الْآلَافُ الْكَلِمَاتِ وَفِيهَا آلَافُ الْكَلِمَاتِ. Tiny little pieces of things, tiny little chips that record, as the Shaykh says here, thousands of words. Now we say thousands of words? You didn't see our time. He's talking about 20 years ago and back. Very likely this lesson was probably somewhere around the year 1410, somewhere in that area, give or take a few years. So we're talking about 25 years ago. And he was saying, watch what he says. فِيهَا آلَافُ كَلِمَاتِ. Thousands of words. وَهِيَ عِبَارَةٌ عَنْ لَوْحَةٍ صَغِيرًا. It's like a little flat surface. كَالْقُرْسِ. Like a disc. He's saying like a disc because apparently the word qurs hadn't even become established. The Arabic word for a disc, even back to the floppy discs, the big 5-inch floppy discs, those big ones that look like a piece of paper almost, they were called discs at that time. They were called floppy discs, right? تسجل فيها آلاف الكلمات, thousands of words, right? وقد يسجل, he said it's possible that it could be recorded on them. فيها جميع كتب الحديث المؤلفة. All of the books of hadith that have been written. Today we say, yes, we have one program that has all of the available books, or almost all of the available books that are printed and scanned. أو جميع التفاسير, or all of the books of tafsir. We say, yes, we have a software that's one of the categories of the books that are in the software. Just one of them. All of that downloadable to us now, even with a slow internet connection, within an hour or two. SubhanAllah. أو جميع كتب الفقهاء, or all of the books of the scholars of fiqh. وهي من صنع الآدمي, and it is from the production of the human beings. Human beings have made this. The ability to record massive amounts of information on tiny surfaces. فكيف بصنع من يقول للشيء كن فيكون. Then what about the production that comes from, or the creation that comes from, the one who says about something be and it is? If this is our ability, subhanAllah, incomparable to Allah's, you know, abilities, to Allah Ta'ala's power and might and wisdom, all-encompassing capabilities. Think about how we are uncomparable, right? All of that that we have. فَكَيْفَ يَصْنَعُ مَنْ يَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ وَلَمَّا قَلُكْتُ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. When he said, write everything that shall happen all the way until the day of judgment, كَتَبَ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The pen wrote everything that shall happen all the way until the day of judgment. So the pen wrote everything that shall take place until the day of judgment. فَالْمَصَائِبُ الَّتِي تُسِيبُ النَّاسِ هِيَ فِي أَمْرٍ سَابِقٍ. So from the generality of that are the trials and calamities that befall a person. They are something that has been written previously. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. And thus Allah has said, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. That these, none of this has taken place except that it's in a written record before we bring it out, or before we create it. وَقَوْلُهُ نَبْرَأَهَا, that we bring it out. أي إِنَّهَا تَعُودُ, قِيلَ إِنَّهَا تَعُودُ عَلَى الْمُصِيبَةِ. It's been said that this is a reference to the musibah, that there is no calamity except that it is written in a book before we bring it out. It's also been said, وَقِيلَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, that this is a reference to the earth, meaning nothing of the earth would be seen or be discovered until we bring it out. وَقِيلَ عَلَى النَّفْسِ. It's also been said that this refers to the lives of the people, that the lives of the people are written and predetermined, and they shall not take place and exist until we have created them and brought them into existence. وَقِيلَ عَلَى الْجَمِيعِ. And it's also been said that all of these meanings are intended by مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا, before we bring it out into existence or create it. وَالصَّحِيحُ, according to the Shaykh, he says, what's correct? أَنَّهَا عَلَى الْجَمِيعِ, because, or it includes all of them. Why? We say that there's a principle in tafsir. So long as this meaning is possible from the language, possibly understood from the language, and there's nothing wrong with this understanding, and in fact it has a meaning that is supported by Islam, then that is the intended meaning. Each and everything that could fit into that wording would be the intended meaning by Allah Ta'ala. Unless there is something that would cause a corrupt meaning, then we would know that is not intended. أي من قبل أن نبرأ كل هذه الأشياء, before bringing into existence all of these things. أي أن نخلقها, that we create them. وذلك, and that is لأن الله كتب مقادير كل شيء. That's because Allah wrote the measure of all things قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة, before He created the heavens and the earth by a time of 50,000 years. Where's the evidence for that? It comes in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, where Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ. Allah had written the measures of every created thing. قَبْلَ أَن يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. before he created the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years. وَعَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. And whilst his throne was above water. This is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, and it's an authentic hadith. All of the affairs have been written before the creation. That is part of our belief in one of the stages of Qadr. That is the Kitaba, right? Marhala al-Kitaba. The station of writing. We believe that Allah Ta'ala has ilm of all things, that He wrote all of those things in Allah al-Mahfuz, and then He gives permission, or He gives, it's His will to bring things into existence, and then al-Khalq, that Allah creates khalq wal-ijad, that He brings things into existence. These are the four levels that the scholars mention of al-Qadr. Then Allah says, "Inna dhalika 'ala Allahi yaseer." All of that is something that is easy upon Allah. يعني إن كتابة هذه المصائب, the writing of all of these calamities, يسير على الله. This is easy upon Allah, عز وجل, the Mighty and Majestic. لأنه قال للقلم اكتب, because He said to the pen, write. فكتب هذا, فكتب وهذا يسير. And the pen wrote, and this is something easy. كلمة واحدة حصل بها كل شيء. One word, and from that one word, every single thing took place. إن ذلك على الله يسير. Verily that is something upon Allah, very easy. كل شيء فهو يسير على الله. Every single thing is easy for Allah. لأن الأمر كلمة واحدة كن فيكون. Because everything is just a word. Be, and it is. أرأيتم الخلائق. يوم القيامة تبعث بكلمة واحدة. Don't you see that all of the creation on the day of judgment will be brought forth with one word? قال الله عز وجل. And Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة. It is nothing but one صيحة, one scream or one sound. فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. And they suddenly will all be gathered to us. That's from Surah Yasin, the 53rd verse. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And He said, He's the Mighty and Majestic. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجَرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. From Surah An-Nazi'at, it is just one blowing of the horn, or one statement, or one sound. The 13th verse of Surah An-Nazi'at. أَيْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ خَرَجُوا مِنَ الْقُبُورِ. Everyone upon the face of the earth comes forth from their graves. هذا يسير. This is something easy. ولما قال زكريا لله. And when Zakaria said to Allah عز وجل, the Mighty and Majestic, حين بشره بالولد, when he was given glad tidings of a son, قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا. He said, "Oh my Lord, my bones have become weakened and my hair has turned gray. وَلَنْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And I should not be regarding my calling upon you, my Lord, someone who is شَقِي, miserable. يَعْنِي مِنَ الْكِبَرِ. Meaning from old age, continuing to ask in old age. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا. And I have reached such a great stage, or such a late stage in old age. قال الله عز وجل. And Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, كذلك قال ربك. Meaning Allah said that the angel told him at that time, thus Allah has said, your Lord has said this. هو علي هين. This is easy for me. وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا. And I have created you before, previously, and you were nothing. Meaning when Allah Ta'ala created us, He created us from al-adam, from nothing. فَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يُعْجِزُهُ شَيْءٌ. So Allah the Mighty and Majestic, nothing is beyond His capability. وَلَا يَسْتَعْصِي عَنْهُ شَيْءٌ. And nothing, in terms of the qadr and the submission to Allah's qadr, nothing is, nothing can reject Allah Ta'ala or resist Him. وَلَا يَتَأَخَّرُ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ الْكَوْنِ شَيْءٌ. And nothing would even delay in fulfilling His order to be within the qadr, His order to take place. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. Here Allah Ta'ala explains some of His wisdom, saying, so in order that you do not become saddened by what has passed you by. أَيْ أَخْبَرْنَاكُمْ. We have explained to you or given you information, بِأَنَّ كُلَّ مُصِيبَةٍ تَقَعُ, that every single calamity that happens, فَهِيَ فِي كِتَابٍ, that it is something that is in a book. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ, in order for you not to be saddened. أَلَّامُ لِلْتَعْلِيرِ, the lamb here, li, from لِكَيْ, li, this lamb is to explain something. Because, like the lamb of because. وَكَيْ بِمَعْنَ أَنْ, and كَيْ has the meaning of أَنْ in Arabic. Those who study Arabic know the meaning of that. أَيْ لِأَنْ لَا تَأْسَوْ. In essence, the meaning turns into, in English, in order for you not to be saddened. In order for you not to be saddened. وَمَعْنَ تَأْسَوْ تَنْدَمُ, the meaning of لَا تَأْسَوْ, not to be saddened, that you not be stricken with grief or sorrow. عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, over that which you lost from things that you loved. وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and that you also do not rejoice over what has come to you. Listen, أي لا تفرح فرح بطر, that you do not rejoice the rejoicing of a person of arrogance. واستغناء عن الله, the rejoicing of a person who feels independent from Allah Ta'ala. بما آتاكم من فضله, from what He has given you of His bounties. فإذا علمت أن الشيء مكتوب من قبل, if you've known now that something that has reached you has been written previously upon you, فَلَا تَنْدَمْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَ لِأَنَّهُ مَكْتُوبٌ, then you don't become saddened or remorseful about what you have missed because you know that that has been written. وَالْمَكْتُوبُ لَابُدَّ أَنْ يَقَعَ, and that which has written is something that must take place. وَلَا تَفْرَحْ فَرَحَ بَطَرٍ وَاسْتِغْنَاءٍ إِذَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الْفَضَلُ, and so that you don't as well become overjoyed with the joy of arrogance and feeling independent or free of need of Allah, if Allah gives you something from His bounty. لِأَنَّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَكْتُوبٌ مِنْ قَبَلٍ, because that thing is also something written from Allah from before, previously. فَكُنْ مُتَوَصِّطًا لَا تَنْدَمْ عَلَى مَا مَضَى, so be in the middle. Do not be saddened about what has taken place. وَلَا تَفْرَحْ فَرَحَ بَطَرٍ وَاسْتِغْنَاءٍ, and do not become overjoyed with the kind of rejoicing that an arrogant person does, seeing himself free of need of anyone else. بِمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, because of what Allah has given you of His bounty. لِأَنَّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, because that is something that is from Allah. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ عن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, and in the authentic hadith from the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family members and grant them all peace, أنه قال, that he said, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. القوي في إيمانه, that is a reference to strength in إيمان. وليس القوي في بدنه, not a reference to strength in a person's physical aptitude or in his body. وأصحاب الرياضة يجعلون هذا عنوانا, and the people, the athletes, and the Shaykh means here those ignorant of the correct meanings of the hadiths of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, athletes make this their title or their slogan, you could say here, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. You find that a physically fit person, young man in the Muslim lands, he may have this hadith all the time saying it. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. He flexes his muscles. And you find them, I'm adding this, you find them in their gyms. They'll put this hadith on the wall in the gym. This will be like a wall hanging in the gym. to encourage them and to motivate them. And of course, this is based on a misunderstanding of the hadith. As the Shaykh has mentioned in other places, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say الرجل القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من الرجل الضعيف. The strong man is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak man. But rather he said المؤمن القوي. The possessor of Iman who is strong. The strength is in his Iman. Right? Now the Shaykh says وليس القوي في بدنه. He's explained in other places as well that there is a strength of the body that's connected to Iman. Where is that? Preparation for battle. If you're a member of the military in established military conflict, you're a member of the Muslim army under an established ruler in a legitimate government, in that case, are you supposed to be weak or strong? You're supposed to be strong. And the strength that you have there, it's from Allah's order for you to prepare for the enemy what you can muster of strength. So then you, in this case, would be gathering strength or preparing with strength in order to fulfill something that is legislated. Right? As well, if a person wanted to be strong and fit so that he could help others, he could help his brothers move, he could help his brothers when anyone needs anything, and that he's not the one to be fatigued and sitting down and sitting out and saying, I'll help you guys in a minute, and he needs to recover. So he is, from the generality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of the people are the ones who have the most benefit to the people. And also, for example, he sees his neighbor moving, Muslim or non-Muslim. And he says, I want to go over and help out. And he goes over and physically lifts boxes and things for his neighbor. إِكْرَام الْجَارِ. Being kind and generous to his neighbor. So these things are iman. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him be generous, be kind, extend kindnesses to his neighbor. So these kinds of things, they require strength. And if you are, you know, lifting weights, working out, keeping track of your physical fitness for these things, then it's all connected to iman. Not like the one who just wants to look good, just wants to attract ladies, and maybe has ulterior motives in working out. He wants to, you know, he wants fasad, he wants corrupt things, he wants a lifestyle of, you know, women chasing him, he wants to walk down the street and turn the heads of the people, right? This is not the mu'min qawi who has, you know, worked on his physical strength in order to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the Shaykh says, وَيَقُولُ الْمُرَادُ بِالْقُوَّةِ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ الْقَوِيِّ فِي بَدَنِهِ. Those people who work out, those athletes, they say the intended meaning of the hadith, using it as a wall hanging, is what? The strong believer in his body. وَهَذَا غَلَطْ, the Shaykh says. This is an error. This is a mistake. الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيِّ, the strong believer, هُنَا وَصْفٌ يَعُودُ إِلَى مَا سَبَقَهُ هُوَ الْإِيمَانِ. This is a description that goes back to what has been mentioned, and that is the Iman, the faith. We'll pause now to listen to the Adhan, insha'Allah ta'ala. So the Shaykh says, reminding us of the wording of the Hadith that mentions faith, al-mu'minu qawi, the strong believer, khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if, is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, wa fi kullin khayr, and in both there is good. وَهَذَا يُسَمِّيهِ الْبَلَاغِيُّونَ الْإِحْتِرَاسِ. This is an Arabic technique or a technique in eloquence that the scholars of Arabic language, specifically the eloquence of the Arabic language, refer to as الْإِحْتِرَاسِ. بِمَعْنَى, which means أَنَّهُ قَدْ يَظُنُّ ظَانُّ أَنَّ ضَعِيفَ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. It is basically in English to repel an assumption that might be made here, because someone might hear the wording that since the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak believer, then the weak believer, there's no khayr, there's no good in him. So this statement was said, وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ, to repel that possible assumption. There's no good in a weak believer. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ affirmed good in both. قَالَ وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ ثُمَّ قَالْ إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Then he said, giving advice, be vigilant about that which benefits you. واستعين بالله ولا تعجز. And seek the assistance of Allah and do not lose out, do not lose your strength. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And if a calamity befalls you, this is the point of reference from the hadith, if a calamity befalls you, then don't say, had I only done such and such, then such and such would have been the outcome. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Rather say, Allah has made his qadr and he does whatever he chooses. There's another way to read the hadith. قَدْرُ اللَّهِ مُضَافْ مُضَافْ إِلَيْهِ. It is the qadr of Allah. And he does whatever he chooses. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. For verily this low, if only this, if only that, had I only done this, this opens up the work of the shaytan. And that hadith was collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. وَالْإِنسَانُ إِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ مُقَدَّرٍ. If a person were to know that every single thing is measured and predestined, وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَقَعْ, and it is a must that it take place, رَضِيَ بِمَا وَقَعْ, then he'll be pleased, he'll be happy with whatever takes place. وَعَلِمَ أَنَّهُ لَا يُمْكِنُ رَفْعُ مَا وَقَعَ أَبَدًا. He'll know that there is no way to remove something that has taken place. وَلِهَذَا يُقَالُ دَوَامُ الْحَالِ مِنَ الْمُحَالِ. And thus the people, they say, for something to go on always, for you to keep your situation the way it always is impossible. And they say, وَتَغْيِيرُ الْحَالِ, and changing your situation, بِمَعْنَ رَفْعُ الشَّيْءِ بَعْدَ وُقُوعِهِ مِنَ الْمُحَالِ. That something is changed after it has come down and taken place, to change that is also an impossibility. Now here on this statement, it's not a hadith, it's not a statement known from a scholar of Islam, it's just something the people say. They say what? دَوَامُ الْحَالِ مِنَ الْمُحَالِ وَتَغْيِيرُ الْحَالِ مِنَ الْمُحَالِ. That, have you heard this, Abu Abdullah? دَوَامُ الْحَالِ مِنَ الْمُحَالِ. سَمِعْتُ مِنْ قَبَلِ طَيِّم. Some of the Arabs would say, things remaining the same is impossible. Things must change, right? And for you to change something that's happened is also impossible. It's said by some people from the angle of saying we're pleased with the qadr, right? It's said by other people who are pacifists and they don't seek to change any bad situation. And they say, تغيير الحال من المحال. They're just steeped in disobedience. They're steeped in a horrible situation, and they say, تغيير الحال من المحال. The changing the situation is impossible. You can't change your situation. Right? In English, we might say, creatures of habit can't change. A leopard doesn't change his spots. We might have other, you know, phrases that we say that means, basically, nobody's going to change. Nobody's really going to change. Is this endorsed by Islam, or is this opposed by Islam? Yeah, absolutely. Allah Ta'ala has made a way for people to change. And Allah Ta'ala has made people go from the lowest depths of a human condition to the very greatest of heights of manners, of aqidah, of belief. And He has made a method, a way, steps for people to take to rectify their condition. And Allah has not made it that a leopard cannot change his spots, meaning people can never change, improve their condition, rid themselves of evil traits, but rather, right, مَنْ يَتَحَرَّ الْخَيْرِ يُعْطَى. Whoever, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever diligently seeks after some good, he will attain it. And Allah Ta'ala has said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has promised the people who believe and those who do righteous deeds that He's going to give them authority in the land. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. As He has given the people before them authority. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ أَلَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And He's going to give them the ability to manifest their religion that He is pleased with for them. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. He's going to change their situation for them from after having fear, being afraid of things, to safety and security. And as the scholars say, this last wasf, this description of these people, is a shart, it's a condition. If you wish for all of this, يَعْبُدُونَنِي وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. They worship me and they don't commit any act of shirk at all in their worship with me. And that's from Surah An-Nur, the 55th verse. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a methodology for change, to change ourselves, and has taught us that change is possible, and has shown us through the best examples of His prophets and their beloved companions, time and time again, how change was possible. Bani Israel with Musa. They're under Fir'aun. Can you imagine being under the tyrant Fir'aun to the point where the people are just enslaved and no one thinks or really has any aspiration to escape this slavery? Yet Allah Ta'ala aided them and gave them safety and rid them of the tyrant Fir'aun. And throughout history again and again, the downtrodden companions who were looked down upon, tortured and abused in the early days of Mecca, who had the last laugh, who had control of Mecca, who came back and conquered Mecca without a fight even, who came back and just took Mecca because Allah made them the people of authority in the land as He did to the people before them, right? Because of their worship of Him, because of their iman, their righteous deeds, because of their distance from polytheism. So Allah Ta'ala has not only told us that it's possible, but He has shown us through many examples in His book how people change and the effects of that change. So for people to say, to hold to this phrase that the Shaykh has mentioned here in a way other than the Shaykh mentions, saying تغيير المحال من التغيير الحال من المحال, that changing one's situation is impossible, and this is passivism that Islam does not endorse or adopt, that in fact Islam stands in opposition to. You do not accept that your iman is low. You do not accept that you are in a weak position. Rather, you strive for improvement in all avenues and all ways of your life. Walhamdulillah. Then Allah says, Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla mukhtarin fakhur. And Allah does not love every arrogant braggart. Mukhtarun is an arrogant person. Fi fi'lihi, in his actions. Fakhurun fi qawlihi. Braggart in his statement. وَمِنْ الْإِخْتِيَالِ, and from the kinds of arrogance, فِي الْفِعْلِ, the Shaykh is going to give you some examples now. أَنْ يَجُرَّ ثَوْبَهُ, that he drags his garment. He leaves his garment to drag on the ground. أَوْ مِشْلَحَهُ أَوْ عَبَاءَتَهُ, or his overgarments, like those fancy things that they wear over top of the thobe for formal wear. They call them bisks or mishlaks, right? Or the aba'a, that's another kind of, like a thawb. أو غير ذلك مما يدل على الخيالاء, or other than that, that shows a sign of arrogance, dragging these garments on the ground, right? حتى وإن لبس ثوبا, even if a person were to wear a thawb, وإن لم يكن نازلا, and it's not even dragging on the ground. لكنه يعد خيالاء فهو خيالاء. However, it's a person who wears a thobe and he becomes arrogant because of the thobe. Maybe it's extremely beautiful. Maybe it's just the way it affects his personality. He begins to think nobody dresses like him and he's better than the other people because of his clothes. Even if the clothing itself is permissible and it's being worn in a permissible way, if pride comes to him because of that, then it is pride. Al-fakhuru huwa al-mu'ajjabu binafsihi. The fakhur is the braggart who is infatuated with himself. الَّذِي يَقُولُ فَعَلْتُ وَفَعَلْتُ وَفَعَلْتُ, I've done this and I've done that and I've done this. And he talks about himself. يَفْخَرُ بِهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ, bragging about himself in front of the people. لِأَنَّكَ مَا دُمْتَ فَاعِلًا الشَّيْءَ تُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ فَلَا حَاجَةَ أَن تَفْخَرَ بِهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And this is because if, this, so long as you do something and you intend the reward from Allah, that's your goal, then there's no need for you to brag about it in front of the people. بَلْ أُشْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ, instead, thank Allah for that thing. وَحَدِّثْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ, and speak about it, the blessing, in a way that ascribes the blessing to Allah, that He is the one who gave you that thing. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَوْصَافَهُ, then Allah Ta'ala had mentioned the descriptions of such people. فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ, Allah has said, those
who are stingy or who behave in a stingy way. أَيَمْنَعُونَ مَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ بَذَلُهُ مِنْ مَالِهِمْ, that they prevent the obligatory types of spending that is upon them, that they have to spend from their wealth upon. أَوْ جَاهِنْ, or from their status, they're stingy with how they deal with their status. أَوْ عِلْمٍ, or with their knowledge. مِثَالُ الْأَوَّنِ, an example of the first case or the first type, and that is stinginess with wealth. الَّذِي يَبْخَلُ بِالزَّكَاةِ, the one who's stingy in discharging his zakat. وَهِيَ أَعْظَمُ وَأَوْجَبُ مَا يُنْفَقُ, and it is the greatest and the most obligatory of all things that are to be spent. وَالْإِنْفَاقُ عَلَى مَنْ تَجِبُ نَفَقَتُهُ مِنَ الْأَقَارِبِ وَالزَّوْجَاتِ, and the spending as well upon the obligatory spending upon one's relatives and wives. وَمِثَالُ الثَّانِي, and an example of the second type, and that is stinginess as it relates to one's status. أَنْ يَجِدَ الْإِنسَانُ شَخْصًا مُسْلِمًا وَاقِعًا فِي مَضْرَمَةٍ, that a person finds a Muslim who has fallen into some kind of oppression, meaning he is being oppressed. يَتَطَلَّبُ الْمَقَامُ أَنْ يَشْفَعَ فِيهَا, and the situation calls for him interceding in this situation. لِيُرْفَعَ عَنْهُ هَذَا الظُّلْمُ, so that this kind of oppression could be removed from this individual. وَلَكِنَّهُ يَبْخَلُ, however, what does he do? He behaves in a stingy way. فَهَذَا بُخْلٌ بِجَاهٍ, that is being stingy with one's status. وَمِثَالُ الثَّالِثِ, and an example of the third type, and that is stinginess with knowledge. أَنْ يَبْخَلَ بِتَعْلِيمِ النَّاسِ, that he's stingy in how he teaches the people. مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, from what Allah has taught him, Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَأَنْ يَبْخَلَ بِالْجَوَابِ وَالْفَتْوَى, and that he's stingy in his responses and in his fatwas. إِذَا اسْتُفْتِيَ عَنْ مَسْأَلَةٍ دِينِيَّ, if he is asked a fatwa question about a religious issue. وَتَعَيَّنَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُفْتِيَ فِيهَا, and he is the one that has been appointed to give the fatwa in that case. وَفِي حَدِيثٍ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ, and in a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family, and may he grant them all peace. أَنَّهُ قَالَ, that he has said, الْبَخِيلُ مَنْ إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ لَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ لَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ, the stingy one is the one that I have been mentioned in his presence and he does not send salat upon me. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ, O Allah, raise his rank and grant him peace. That hadith was collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala in his Jami'. And if you have the printing I have on page 416, the footnote has a mistaken number of the hadith. It says 3346. It should be 200 hadith later, 3546. Naam, Allahumma salli wa sallim alayhi. O Allah, raise his rank and grant him peace. Wa hadha naw'un min al-bukhl. This is one of the manifestations of stinginess. لِأَنَّهُ بُخْلٌ بِمَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ, as it is stinginess regarding what is obligatory on a person to be generous with or to extend to the people. إِذْ إِنَّ الْقَوْلَ الرَّاجِحَ, as what is most correct as an opinion. أَنَّهُ إِذَا ذُكِرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, if the Prophet is mentioned, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them peace. وَجَبَ عَلَى مَنْ سَمِعَهُ أَنْ يُصَلِّيَ عَلَيْهِ, then it is an obligation upon the one who hears his mention for him to invoke salat upon him. بِدَلِيلِ الْحَدِيثَ الَّذِي فِي السُنَنِ by or through the proof or that's established by the evidence that's in the hadith which is found in the sunan, and here the Shaykh means sunan at-Tirmidhi or Jami' at-Tirmidhi, أن جبريل عليه السلام, that Jibreel, the angel upon him be peace, قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, he said to the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them peace, رغم أنف امرئن, رغم أنف امرئن ذكرت وذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك, may a man's nose be dragged in the ground or to the ground, the one who you are mentioned around him and he does not invoke salat upon you. قل آمين, he said to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, say آمين. فقال آمين, and so he said آمين. As mentioned, that is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami'. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخُلِ, then Allah says, and they order the people with stinginess. أَيَقُولُونَ لِلْرَجُلِ, they say to people, to a person, لَا تَنْقُسْ مِنْ مَالِكِ, don't deplete your wealth. لَا تُتْعِبْ نَفْسَكَ فِي الشَّفَاعَةِ لِفُلَانِ, do not, you know, waste your time, or do not tire yourself out trying to intercede for so-and-so. لَا تُتْعِبْ نَفْسَكَ فِي تَعْلِيمِ الْعِلْمِ, don't overburden yourself teaching the people. فَهَؤُلَاءِ أَمَرُوا بِالْبُخْلِ, such people, they have ordered others with stinginess. فَصَارُوا وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, and thus they have become, and refuge with Allah is sought. فَاسِدِينَ مُفْسِدِينَ, corrupt in and of themselves, and those who cause corruption. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ أي يُعْرِضْ عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, and whoever turns away from, meaning from the obedience of Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ, then verily Allah, He is the one who is al-ghani, the all self-sufficient one, al-hamid, the all praiseworthy one. مَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِحَاجَةٍ إِلَيْهِ, whoever turns away, then Allah is surely not in need of him. فَهُوَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ غَنِيٌّ بِذَاتِهِ, for verily He, the Mighty and Majestic One, He is all independent. And عَنْ جَمِيعِ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ, free of need of any of His creation. وَهُوَ الْحَمِيدِ, and He is the praiseworthy one. أَيَ الْمَحْمُودُ عَلَىٰ غِنَاهُ, the one who is to be praised for his self-sufficiency, or for his independence, or for his lack of need of anyone else, for lack of better words. لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ كُلُّ غَنِيٍ يَكُونُ مَحْمُودًا, because it's not the case that every single wealthy, independent person is praiseworthy. فالغني البخيل غير محمود, so there are rich people who are stingy, and that is not praiseworthy. لكن الله عز وجل غني حميد, however Allah the Mighty and Majestic is غني, all independent, free of need, and حميد, and praiseworthy. يحمد على غناه, he is praised regarding his independence and his freedom, or his lack of need of anyone else. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَاسِعُ الْعَطَاءِ, because Allah the Mighty and Majestic is expansive in how He gives. كَثِيرُ الْعَطَاءِ, abundant in how He gives. وَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ دَلِيلٌ, and in this verse there is evidence. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ الَّذِي يَتَوَلَّى عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, to show that a person who turns away from the obedience of Allah, إِنَّمَا يَضُرُّ نَفْسَهُ, he only harms himself. وَلَا يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, and he does not harm Allah in any way. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ, for verily Allah is self-sufficient, all independent. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الْقُدْسِي, in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated the words of Allah, Ya ibadi, O my servants, lo anna awwalakum wa akhirakum, if the first of you and the last of you, wa insakum wa jinnakum, and the jinn of you and the mankind of you, kanu ala afjari rajulin, were upon the worst, most disobedient state of a person. And in the hadith is, ala afjari qalbi rajulin wahidin minkum, upon the most wicked heart of any one man among you, ma naqasa dhalika min mulki shay'a, that would not take away anything from my dominion in the least. And that hadith was collected by Imam Muslim. That is a very small phrase from a very large hadith. And with that, we'll end our reading this evening from the tafsir of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we'll begin insha'Allahu ta'ala here at the masjid and here on Al-Miraf radio with our study of the 25th verse and beyond in our next sitting, the 12th session of this series, insha'Allahu ta'ala, next week at this time. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.